A long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Episode 44. As the crew of the Tin Sparrow wrap up their business on Nar Shaddaa to evade capture by the Hutts, they receive a call from Dessel Bromley, beckoning them to the planet Lothal on the Outer Rim.
You guys plot your course and you head off to Lothal. Lothal is on the like outer rim. It is on the edge of the galaxy. It is nothing like it seems really in the Rebels TV show. There are more like towns and settlements. Now it is more like a couple of little tiny settlements here and there. It takes you about 3 weeks to get there because of how off the grid this almost is. It's literally on the edge. And he sends you the coordinates of where you guys go. So you go and you land, and it's this tiny little settlement of mostly like tent-like huts in this area. And you can see that there's like land and stuff plotted off for like little like farm things happening with like where they're growing vegetables and stuff. You guys, as you're coming down onto the planet, you see a pack of
Lothwolves
running.
They look delicious.
They are giant. These are big fucking wolves, my dude. Yeah, like you could ride them. That's how big they are.
Oh,
not. And when I say you can ride them, I don't mean like because Chubrub could ride a wolf. I'm talking like these guys could ride them. They're huge. But you see a pack of them running away through some of like the hillsides and mountains. And you guys come down, you land at the settlement, and you see Dessel and this, again, nameless female person with him. Like, you guys have never asked her name, which is fine, whatever. But you see them standing there waiting for you.
I wonder if they're doing like marshmallows over here and stuff.
What's up, me Rang?
I strolled very quickly. It's a light stroll, but it's
really far up. But I'm like,
guys, wait for my friends.
So as you guys approach, Dessel stands up, and you guys can see that he is now changed out of his like normal civilian clothing that you guys have seen him in, and he is in these like dark black robes. And you can see also that up his neck a little bit that you haven't been able to see before because of the high collared like really nice clothes he's been wearing. Looks like some sort of armor. Mark and Obi, give me a perception check.
It's a 28.
You recognize the kind of armor-looking stuff sticking out like around his neck as orbalisks.
And I just point. Ooh! Hey!
Hey, Marky, we talked about pointing now.
So rude.
Oh, you got him. Oh, you bad boy. Oh, you a bad boy.
Dessel's like,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You got the rocks on your body.
The obelisk?
Oh, yeah.
I do. Good eye.
Yeah.
Not many know what obelisks are.
Oh, check this out. I still got one.
He kind of laughs.
You only have one?
Yeah. Yeah. How many you got?
He opens his robe to show that his whole body is covered in them.
Oh, you've been naughty.
All right. Now that we've established who's the horniest, can we please move on with this?
He asks you all to sit down at the fire. They've got some logs that have been cut down and are placed around like little benches, kind of just sitting around the fire that they have set up. They were expecting you guys. The female is sitting there. And you guys really, I mean, you guys saw her at the cantina before you guys left Nar Shaddaa a while back. Now you see her and she too is in these dark black robes and no longer in street clothes. And she looks more her age, like when she's not like dressed up and she's just in these robes. And you can tell that she's like 14, 15 years old. Like, she's pretty young, but she's got her hair pulled back. And again, you can just see like she has like these fiery yellow eyes that just look fucking mean.
And Dessel continues.
We have not been formally introduced. You know me as Dessel, my former name that I only use when in disguise. I am Darth Bane, the last of the Sith, and this is my apprentice, Darth Zanna.
What was your name before?
She's kind of like playing with like some like a twig or something. She's not really paying attention because she knows that talking to you guys is pretty much pointless.
Hey.
And she like snaps the twig and looks up at you and just says,
my name is Zanna, but they used to call me Rain. I ditched the dumb childish nickname when Bane took me on as his student.
Bane continues.
Back to the reason why we asked you here. We may know where Dromedus is headed.
Get the fuck out.
Good, because I want to get my revenge.
I mean, I'd really like to kill him, but he did fuck us up pretty hard last time, so there is that. Our informant is a cargo pilot on Ryloth. He first spotted Dromedus nearly a year ago with the Twi'lek slave in tow. We, of course, at the time didn't know his name or his importance. But our informant felt it important to let us know because he was able to recognize Dromedus as a pureblood Sith, one of the last of his kind. We had heard rumblings of a dark Jedi with plans to bring down the Jedi, and we presumed this pureblood was him. If a dark Jedi was to attempt to bring down the Jedi, we felt it would oust us.
Oh, so he tried to kill you too?
Not directly. He probably thought all the Sith died on Rusan, but not us. We are the last two survivors, and intend on keeping it that way. But we'd rather the Sith be forgotten so we can continue to work in the shadow of the Republic. So I sent Zanna to Ryloth to see if she could find out who sold a slave to a pureblood, so we could see if we could discover his identity. Zanna hired a bounty hunter who was on the planet for the Great Hunt, Mad Mark, to assist finding the slave master and getting the pureblood's name. They quickly discovered Jamdaro's ties to the slave and went to question him when they ran into you all. You killed Jamdaro before they got any answers out of him, and Zanna killed Mad Mark because he tried to claim the bounty for the Great Hunt.
And you can see Rain, she's sitting there, as he's like relaying this information to you, you can see that she's just like starting to shake because she's so like pissed. And she's like,
you assholes distracted me with the riot you started. Mad Mark, that dumb idiot, put his blaster to his head and marched him out the front door right into your hands. So yeah, I killed Mad Mark, and I was going to kill you all too, until I saw Dromedus with you.
And then he just kind of yeeted you like out into the fucking horizon.
Yeah, because I fucking froze. I couldn't believe my luck. The man we were looking for was right in front of me. And yes, he took advantage of that. And yes, he got the better of me. And yes, he threw me over the house. And yes, it fucking hurt. Thanks for asking if I was okay.
It was like some cartoon shit.
She's just, again, super pissed. And
Bane continues. Back to Dromedus' possible location. Our contact recently saw Dromedus and a few followers fueling on Mon Calamari. He overheard them talking about traveling to a nearby system filled with old Sith artifacts. We were able to easily deduce they meant Korriban. So we need you to go there and kill Dromedus.
Why don't you just come with us?
Darth Zanna and I have business to attend to here on Lothal.
Yeah, but like, what if we fail and then you're going to be ousted and then you're dead?
If you are all unable to succeed and are killed by Dromedus, then we'll have to take matters into our own hands. As of right now, we feel it's safer for us to let you all have your revenge. So go. Now. Kill him and end this.
I feel like this is a bad thing.
Well, I mean, the man with the orb is...
I know, I'm just saying, like, we're going to kill somebody, and then he's going to be have
I
free...
mean, the guy that we got to kill, kill Willie.
He's going to have free Wayne to do whatever he wants across the galaxy. Mean,
the guy killed Willie, so we really should...
Oh, hey, well,
yeah, I mean...
I mean, yeah, I'm all about steeping up a big old cup of revenge.
Okay, it's just tough, because he's, you know, my...
Oh, yeah, no, he almost killed us. I think we're going to die if we do this. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah.
I feel like usually on missions like this, before they send us out, they give us some sort of item that we'll use...
To help?
In that take time him down of need, yeah, right?
And we all just quietly look over at Bane.
Uh-huh. And... He pulls his lightsaber out and sits it on his lap, and you see Rain do the same thing with hers.
You're gonna give us lightsabers?
Yeah!
I can read social cues much better than everybody. I'm gonna go that way!
And I about face.
I just follow, I guess.
Yeah, I guess we're gonna head to the ship to get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
So we're not gonna get lightsabers?
You already have
you
one.
You already have one.
But you guys could use one.
I don't have the force. I can't do
I'm
that.
I'm good.
So you guys quickly leave the camp and board your ship. You guys take off towards Korriban, and you spend about 3 days traveling there from Lothal. Anything happened during that time?
So Chub Rub's going to be in the engine room and just kind of be doing general maintenance and doing some painting. He's going to notice some like little like metal safety pins, just little tiny little pins. And then he's going to grab those, and then is the first person he can catch with their hand out, so probably Mark Kenobi not paying attention. He's going to try and stick a little pin in the little joints in each of his fingers and try and lock it up into the middle finger. Maybe while he's sleeping.
Okay. Give me some stealth checks.
Yeah, I'll do a stealth and like mechanics. Yeah.
Yeah.
42.
All right. One day while you're sitting there like watching the HoloNet or whatever, Space Flicks or whatever, he just sneaks up and pins your hand and he gets one of your fingers like locked up. So now you're giving the finger.
Okay. I move my hand out to grab some chips and what the fuck?
I walk in and I flip him back off. Well, fuck you too! And I walk back out.
Don't mind him. He's brooding.
I'm brooding.
I mean, I just deal with it. I pick up chips with my right hand and then I do the dip in the left.
Okay.
The next day, I finally figure out what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
But since Kale came in and flipped me off, I thought it was him. I was just like, oh, okay. So I was waiting for him to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I sneak into his room and I turn the lightsaber on right next to his head. Why would you do that to my finger?
You did it to my finger.
You did my finger.
You, what the fuck? Get out!
Wait, so you didn't do the finger?
I didn't do anything to you.
Oh,
you piece of shit! I'm brooding.
I thought you did my finger.
Hey, turn the nightlight on your way out.
Shut up and turn off the lightsaber. And okay, are you sure it wasn't you?
It wasn't me.
Okay,
my sheets. Is that oil? That's not oil.
Anything else?
Oh, my God.
Well, I have to go to every room.
Okay.
3 hours later.
Then I head over to Sawbones. While he's sleeping, I sneak in, and I get real close, and I turn the lightsaber on again.
What? What? What's going on? Why are you lighting this thing next to my face, man?
Well, I clearly underestimated his reaction, so I just turned the lightsaber off. And did you do my finger?
What? Did what to your finger?
Okay, bye.
Stop flipping people off. Get that fixed.
So then I go to the only logical place that is left. I go to sneak into Chub Rubs, but he's still up and
laughing his ass off.
It was you.
Oh, what gave it away?
You laughing right now.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny shit, right?
I'm going to get you back.
All right, okay.
It's on. Right. And then I give him a fist bump.
All right.
I give him a fist bump, and then when he does that, I just drop one pin like right in the center of his hand and try and lock it up.
24?
Mechanics check? Yes, mechanics.
Give me a stealth check also.
42?
Yeah. All right. Jesus. Sorry, bud.
One? He rolled a one anyway.
I walk out and I smash my fist against the control for his room.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. So that's that, huh? All right. You guys travel the like 2.5 days or so to Korriban. As you guys are approaching the planet, you guys see it's like this deserty looking planet. It's kind of got that red tint to it where it's definitely covered in just rocky, sandy terrain. Will Chubrub and Mark Kenobi give me a use the force check?
31.
Damn, nice.
35.
As you approach the planet, you guys are able to pinpoint the exact location where Dromedus has been. And you guys direct Sawbone to fly the Tin Sparrow down towards the old Sith Academy. And as you land, you guys can see there's another ship on the landing pad there outside of the academy. But you can see that there's been some damage to the ship. And you can also tell, like, it's a pretty shitty ship. Like, even without the damage done to it, it's not in the greatest condition. It's very dirty. Does not look great.
I used to live in something like that.
That's a gross ship.
Everybody, give me some perception checks.
Nat 1.
34.
21.
All right.
19.
So Kale and Mark and Obi see nothing. I don't know what you guys are looking at. You don't see a thing.
I'm busy looking at the side of the ship where it's lost one of its wings, and I'm just going,
I know, shitty ship. I know.
And I got my, I've got my hand on his shoulder, and I just kind of whisper to him, think it's got a jacuzzi?
What?
Inside.
Probably not. Looks nasty.
Okay.
Is this a Mimzo reference? It's too soon, man. I'm brooding. Get the fuck off my robot shoulder.
I push him away.
God, Kale, you're making everyone push you away.
Yeah, you are.
Chubrub, you see a bunch of like blaster marks all along the ship, and blaster marks also towards the engine and stuff that is now like smoking and
like anti-aircraft, like big blasters or like little like small arms,
like a blaster rifle.
Okay,
looks like some shit went down here.
Yeah, Sawbone, you are able to see that there are a number of bodies towards the tail end of the ship, all dead, and all the people are kind of wearing like the same sort of like uniform, and they're all just, again, from what you can kind of tell, they all look like their hands are bound behind their backs. So along with the blaster marks, you also see some insignia, like an insignia on the ship that you recognize as belonging to a scavenger guild.
Ooh, okay.
And then you also see, as you guys have landed and you're now like looking out the ship, you can see a brief flicker of a shadow of someone moving inside of the ship.
Shit, someone's moving in there, y'all.
What?
Someone's moving in there.
Oh, we didn't see anything. What are you talking about?
I'm telling you right now, someone's moving in that ship.
In where?
In the ship.
In our ship?
No, in the poop ship.
There's a poop ship? Oh, the shit ship. Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah, I saw them with my good eye.
I'm going to try and use the force and see if there's another force user down there. That was a 2, but it's also a 25.
Nope. You can sense a person on the ship, but they do not appear to be force adept at all.
Yep, there's somebody down there.
Well, let's go.
Since we've already landed, I'm going to go check out what's on that ship.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm with you.
Let's roll.
Come on, metal hands.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you get out of the ship and you walk over to the ship that is there. And again, you see along with the bodies, there's just piles of just junk.
That's why I brought Mark to move all that stuff.
Stuff they've just like scavenged, like pots and pans and personal items of things that have just, they've probably scavenged from somewhere.
Chubrub's going to use the force to pull a pot over and put it over my head like a helmet.
Okay.
Yeah, as we're walking over, I'm like, hey, Mark, use those metal hands or the force or something and like move all this shit out of the way.
Okay. So I go over and I start picking stuff up one thing at a time.
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for being useful. Yeah, so I'm going to go on this ship.
As you approach the back, you see that the loading bay door, because this is like a very small like freighter ship that probably has a number of like spots for crew members and stuff, but basically it's got this giant cargo hold. So as you approach the back of the ship, you can see that the back ramp is already open and down, and all the bodies and stuff are down at the bottom, and you enter the ship, and you can see that like there's more shit in there, and a lot of it looks like it's been like gone through. Mm. And
like they were looking for something.
Yep.
As I like walk around these bodies, hey you thing in there,
you see a tiny Alina, which if you've watched Resistance or episode one,
yeah,
or the Clone Wars, you'd recognize her. So the little tiny little guys in episode one is a pod racer, this little guy.
Oh, this little fool.
That's what they look like. For those at
everyone
home,
at home, Google Alina.
Alina, A-L-E-E-N-A. He's got this big hat on his head, the big old hat. And he's like,
oh no, but no, please, God, no, 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 oh, no, 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 no,
well,
please,
not... Someone shoot him to shut him up.
I'm not, I don't have my gun pointed at you, though.
Hey, man, you're making some really unpleasant noises.
Can y'all calm him down?
Stop screaming at me.
Please don't hurt me.
I'm not going
to hurt you.
No,
hungry?
No, God, please.
Are you hungry?
I'm not going to hurt you.
I mean, I haven't eaten in a couple days. Yeah, I'm a little hungry.
I got some meat and some beverages.
Okay.
No, chill out, man. Chill out.
I'm chill. God, please don't hurt me.
Put this we ain't going to hurt you. Unless you give us a reason to, but
no,
I mean.
No, I ain't got no reason to hurt.
What are you doing here?
What? I'm part of a scavenger group. We're here to like scavenge shit.
Why does it look like everything's been picked through here?
Boy, I got a story to tell y'all.
Let's hear it.
Me and my crew of 12, we came here to scavenge lightsabers, you know, artifacts, crystals, anything that might have been left behind by the Sith after the war on Rusan. We found out about this planet because we went to Rusan and we scavenged there, and we found out about this, you know, lost Sith planet. You know, they kept this pretty secret from everybody. We found out about it on their data pads and stuff, and we decided, you know, why not? We'll go ransack their shit. They're gone. They're dead. Fuck them. Right? You know that? Fuck them.
Yeah.
Man, poor audience. Okay.
He's a comedian.
We wanted to get here before the Jedi got here because the Jedi just been destroying all their shit, right? So sure. We've been here for like 3 days, been exploring the academy and its library and all that shit. We got it all packed away. We got the lightsabers, lightsaber parts, you know, holocrons or some shit. I don't know, whatever the fuck they're called. We also got some of the stuff we found in the city, some cookware. Like that pot on his head, you know, like stuff like that. So, anywho, we're trying to go down to the...
You still have this stuff?
Let me get to my story.
Okay.
Goddamn!
He has a speech prepared,
yes.
Man.
I've just been so lonely, I'm excited to talk to people.
Yeah, man, you can't press X through this dialogue.
TLDR, man. Ugh.
I just want you guys to know the gravity of my situation here. It's okay. Very important. So we try to go into the tombs. You know, we figure maybe the dead bodies and stuff, sure, they're probably buried with their shit, right? But no, fuck that. We walked in, we heard some noises, said, fuck that, and just went back to looting the academy.
Oh, yeah, these Sith dudes, they're like force ghosts and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. We didn't come across anything. We just heard some really fucking creepy noises, like walking into a haunted house, but no, fuck that. Look at me, I'm tiny.
I feel that, man.
You're adorable, Thor.
My God.
Therapy Ewok engage, and I just jump into Kale's arms, make a cute check. 22 on the cute check to calm him down.
What's your will?
Yeah, what's your will?
24.
I drop him on
the ground.
It does not work.
No more therapy Ewok for you, asshole.
So last night a ship arrived, and when they woke us up, we heard them. You know, we were sleeping in the academy, and we heard their ship, their engine, and we heard them land, and we watched. From up in the windows, we saw 5 people get off the ship. And they kind of just talked amongst themselves for a while, and then they finally split up, and one stayed behind, this old man. And it kind of looked like he had red skin. He had a cane with him, like some old little fuck, right? And a little stupid little top knot, you know, like some stupid little hipster kid from fucking Coruscant or some shit. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anywho, the crew went into the academy, and he looked right up at me. I mean, it wasn't like, ooh, I wonder if there's anything up there. I mean, he made eye contact. He looked right into my soul.
Yeah, and then?
Well, so anyways, we tried to hide, but it wasn't too long before he and his crew, they came up and they found us.
I mean, he looked in your soul, so he knew you were there.
He knew exactly where we were. We didn't stand a fucking chance. Anywho's, they picked us all up. They rounded us up. His crew was, he had 2 humans with it, a male and a female. They could have been married. They could have been brother and sister. I don't really know what their whole dynamic was, but either way, they're fucking. There was a female Twi'lek with him and a male Nikto. They all carried lightsabers, though 2 of them also carried guns. So they bound us up. Me and my crew, and they sat us in a semicircle outside the ship. And they went on the ship, and they took all of our stuff. They went through, and every single lightsaber, every single holocron, every single data pad and scroll we found inside the academy, they fucking took. They just went up there and just took it.
Man, what thieves.
Yeah, what a bunch of bitches. And that's not even the worst part. They asked if we went in the tombs, and I told them no. Because, I mean, it's fucking scary down there. And when I told him no, he just fucking laughed at me. And then he and his crew went in, but they left one of the male human behind with the blaster rifle to guard us and stuff, right? So at this point, it's nearing midnight, and we noticed, you know, they've been gone for a couple hours, and we're just hearing these terrible noises coming from within the tombs. We really thought they was fucked. But we decided to try to make a plan to get off planet, to get out of here. We figure 1 guy versus the 12 of us, fuck that. We're gonna get out of here. So as he started to nod off, I snuck aboard the ship. So I got up in the ship, and I knew we had some lock picks that we used to, you know, open up shit when we're raiding stuff, and so I was able to get my binders off. And then about that time, I heard them start to come up from the tombs. So I hid in the ship. I couldn't hear much of what they said, but I did tell the red dude was pissed off. He said something about knowing she wasn't a true believer. Well, I couldn't be too sure. But I swear I only counted 4 of them come out. So the red man yelled at his guard to wake up, and he ordered his crew to...
What?
He ordered his crew to slaughter all my friends.
Oh.
He then told them to disable the ship and get back to their own so they continued their quest for... I couldn't really hear what he said. Blankets? Blasters? Balance? And then something about their next stop on Takodana or Tatooine or Trandosha?
So much detail up until the very end there, man.
So you're saying they went to Trandosha or Tatooine?
I don't know. I could barely hear what they were saying because all I could think about and remember is the sound of all their lightsabers igniting.
Oh my God.
And the screams of my friends. And this is going to kill them all.
Do you have any plans on how to get out of here?
No, I thought I was going to die here.
I mean, do you want to?
Want to get out of here?
Die here?
Of course I want to get the fuck off this planet.
How are you at making scrambled eggs?
I mean, yeah, I would love whatever it takes to get off this planet. And you guys can just drop me off wherever in the galaxy. That's what.
I mean, we might just let you stay if you're good enough to cook.
I mean, I don't know if I want to stay. I just
how do you feel about
planet.
Being a live-in servant?
Not great.
You'll be paid well.
Okay, hold on.
I don't know if I'll pay you. Okay. I don't think we'll pay you.
Well, I just want off planet.
Hold on.
Y'all can take anything you find that may be of any value on this. There's not. It's just
not.
It's just pots and pans.
We're probably going to go look in the tombs if you don't mind waiting.
Yeah, I'm not going in there. Y'all go. I mean, and if y'all don't come back, is there a time limit on which I should wait for you guys to come back?
Yeah. Don't touch my ship.
All right, you guys have got 24 hours. And if you
wait,
ain't back,
make it 3 days just in case. Because we take a long time to do a lot of things. So
hey, if you steal our fucking ship and we're still alive, I'm going to stitch your name right here, buddy.
I don't know what that means, but sure, okay.
It's my new thing.
If you stitch my name, I want to make sure that you spell it correctly.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. My name's Taco. T-A-C-O. My friends call me the dude. I swear they do.
I mean, they did.
Not just them, my other friends. I'm one of those 12. Swear. And then my last name is Uslas.
What?
Uslas.
The dude Uslas?
Taco the dude Uslas. And that's A-S-L-A-S.
All right. So that's his story. And yeah, he goes, and do you let him on your ship or you're going to?
Nope.
Nope.
Just stay low.
All right. I'm going to go hide amongst my shit again. You guys just holler when you come back out.
As they left the ship, the outside is completely reorganized. I have all the bins closed.
He has not been listening to the story.
Yeah, everything has been put back where it needs to be, very well organized. All the dead bodies have been lined up and covered.
Oh, that's so nice.
It looks clean.
All right. So almost on cue, as you guys leave the ship, you guys begin to hear these noises echoing from the tomb. There's like, it's like whispers on the wind almost, you know what I mean? Like you can like kind of hear like,
God damn it.
My eyes are wide open and I'm like, yes! And I run in.
Hold on.
Okay, guys.
I will let you run in, but give me a second.
So, some things y'all might have missed recently. Forest ghosts are real. It's some bad shit.
You can also hear, along with all those whispers and stuff, you also hear maybe like some growling noises, maybe, you know, from some beast within, as well as quietly echoing, like in the background, you can hear the screams of a female. So at this point, Marky rushes in.
Oh, this gets me excited.
What the fuck? Wait, come back.
Come on, guys.
All right.
As you guys run down the ramp down into the tombs, you see that there are a bunch of torches along the walls lighting the way through, as though someone has been through here recently.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah.
This is convenient.
You gotta admire, they took the time to light each and every one of these torches. There's one like every 5 feet.
So all y'all were behind Marky because his ass just sort of ran down in there.
How far behind are we?
Couple spaces.
Yeah, as he's like making it into the first room.
He's so fast.
Marky, give me a perception check.
27.
Yeah, you see pressure plate on the ground in front of you. Mm-hmm. Somehow, in your haste, you still happen to notice it, so you stop.
Don't step
before you step on it.
Guys!
It sounds like Mark's calling, but a weird version of him.
Yeah, what up?
Hey, there's like a pressure plate right here. Don't step on it.
Yeah, definitely don't do that. Should we disable that?
You could try.
Yeah, you guys do that.
I'm gonna hop off of his back while he does that.
24.
That's a 30 to assist.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Oh, no, the blue wire. Dumbass.
Whoa.
As he's offended by me.
Stop brooding. God, such a fucking baby.
I swoop my head to the left as if I'm trying to get my emo hair out of my eyes.
So his assistance allows you to disarm the trap without setting it off.
All right, now we have to be real sneaky.
All right, well, be careful where you're walking. Keep an eye out.
And he runs.
No, God, he's off.
And he takes off.
Somebody trip him.
I'm going to force grip his fucking ankle and just, like, stop him.
Okay.
Roll it.
36.
That definitely beats his will.
Yeah. You
you grip it so good, he stumbles forward and...
Face plants.
Ow!
And you guys catch up to him in the next room.
Ow!
In this room, you can see there's some pile of rocks and stuff, and as you look up, you can see that the ceiling has kind of caved in a little bit, and there's just little like pinpoints of light coming through from above ground.
Huh.
Should we proceed for traps?
I don't know, but something twipped.
You can always perceive for traps.
Okay.
Certainly can.
Yeah, that's what happens when you run through it like a dark room without looking at the floor.
There are lights everywhere.
Perception was a 28.
31?
31 as well.
It's a 21.
Anything in this room?
Nope, no traps.
Cool.
Let's move on.
All right. You guys pass through a doorway into the next chamber. It's a pretty large room.
I give one last look behind me to see what the hell tripped me. I see nothing.
Are your shoes tied?
Yeah, are your shoes tied?
Are your shoes tied? Your boots with no laces, are they tied?
I still check them.
Yeah.
Not that.
In this room, it's a pretty large room. It's got this large stone, like, looks like a water basin sort of thing sitting there. And there's a bunch of, like, carvings and stuff along the wall in some ancient language.
Perception check for anything weird?
Sure.
27 to perceive traps.
33 to perceive traps.
They're perceiving for traps, B.
Not in this room. Do you have anything weird about this room?
No. It's just kind of a weird, like, entry chamber sort of thing. Sawbone, you asked about the room to the side. There's just a little door there, and you don't know where it leads because you don't know there's anything on the other side of that. As you enter the door...
Give me a perception check.
Sawbone specifically.
26.
No, you don't see anything.
Door opens slowly, like it hasn't been opened in a while. It's just a closet. There's like two stone cabinet sort of things there, but they've been opened and are empty. There's nothing inside. It's like someone's been here before you.
It's like the scavengers already picked this place clean.
All right, well, let's go through the tunnel here.
All right. You guys go through the other door, and you find another passageway. Decide what order you guys are in, because right now Sawbone's up front, but you guys can obviously change that.
I would suggest maybe Mark being up front, since he's probably most familiar with this place, right?
Give me a galactic lore check, Jer.
13.
13, okay. Yeah, the tomb seems familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar.
It's an old cave.
You were in a place that was like this, but it might have been a movie set.
Okay, guys, this is what's going to happen. Down here is going to be another room or something, then more hallways, then more rooms, until we finally reach the end where there's going to be something.
Okay.
Follow me.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. It has that like sense of familiarity, but you're not quite sure. I will spoil this. This is not the tombs that you lived in, but you were in one.
Same
very
floor.
Similar.
Same floor plan.
Floor plan may have been a little bit different, but...
Cookie cutter tubes.
You pretty much have the right sense about it. Yes, you will follow some halls, you will enter some rooms, and eventually you will enter the end.
Also... good chance we could find some clams in case we get hungry.
Okay.
Chubrub sniffs real deeply.
What order are you guys in?
Mark, Sawbone.
Chubbs, Kale in the back?
Yeah.
All right. I'll be on the jetpack.
Mark, Sawbone, and Chubrub, give me a perception checks.
31.
23.
That is a very mighty 14.
Oh. Sawbone, you stop Marky before he steps on the pressure plate.
I grab him by like the collar and I'm like, wait. Don't you see that? Come on now. You caught the first one.
Oh, that
pay
one
attention.
Has dust on it.
Stop it.
Do you need like a Claritin or something, man?
I'm telling you, this sand is really messing with my voice.
Hey, Chubbs or Kale, would you help me disarm this trap, please?
Sure. The old motto. Step on a plate and you'll do something I hate.
I didn't help you. I did
that's
not help.
25 mechanics to disarm.
30 to help.
You disarm the pressure plate.
Cool, cool, cool. Let's continue on, Mark.
Let's walk.
Should we do the Jedi skip?
That's when I did the boop-a-doop-a-doo.
All right, so you guys enter the next room, and it is a room with tombs in it. There are some sarcophagi. So you walk in and you see there's immediately to your left a sarcophagi that has been knocked over and is like laying on its side. Mm. There are two directly across from you that are standing straight up, and then there's one that's to your right that's laying like broken in half. There's also next to a doorway a giant pile of rubble where again like the wall and stuff has kind of like fallen in and is like blocking that off entirely. And in the center is a statue of some old Sith Lord standing there with his lightsaber pointing to the sky with this like really weird large helmet sort of thing that looks very bizarre.
Can I use the force check and see if anything in the room stands out?
Sure.
43.
Yeah, you kind of get a weird tingly sensation from the force. That's not pleasant. It makes your hair stand on end. Your fur's kind of standing out. You're really puffy right now.
Where is it coming from?
All around.
Hey guys, there's something fucked up in here. So the last time there were weird force ghosts, we had to fuck up like a big crystal thing.
What?
And then, you didn't hear about the force ghosts?
I mean, it's been a while. I wasn't there. I really didn't care. I wasn't listening.
I have just a look of disgust on my face. I have told this story 20 times.
You add new shit to it every time. I don't know what to believe.
There was a giant.
A giant?
There was not a giant.
It looked like this statue.
The Masasi warriors would be considered giants. They were pretty fucking big.
I mean, there were some big dudes, and there were like ghosts, I think.
Yeah, that's true, too.
There's and there was a like a giant crystal.
That's true.
So if it gets weird, blow up the statue.
I was about to say, I'm just going to go push this statue, see if it unlocks anything.
There might be stairs underneath it.
There might be stairs underneath it.
And I push on the statue.
It does not move. God. B, you got anything for him in this room?
So you've all like moved into this room. You said the passageway is blocked, right?
Well, there's two passageways. They can see one doorway that is blocked, but there is another doorway directly in front of them.
Okay.
And it doesn't have a door. It's open. I drew the line because I was drawn like direct. Like,
so this
shit
is open.
That's open. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So through that open door, give me perception checks.
Did you say the sarcophagus was empty?
No.
Can I go look at it?
The one that's busted open, broken in half?
Yeah.
Okay. You go look at it while you guys are passing through.
So creepy.
Yeah, there's like a skeleton inside and dressed again and this looks ratty looking robes and stuff. It doesn't look like anything special.
Mm.
But you guys are doing perception checks for B, so let us get those. Perception you know what, check Kale, for bees. You were looking at the thing. Yep. You don't get to roll.
Nope. Fine. Fair enough.
31.
18.
27.
Starting with Sawbone. Everyone slowly becomes aware of some like screeching and like weird meat sounds from the other room. And then out of the darkness come a group of weird, scaly, lizard, bat-looking things.
Yes. Oh, okay.
They're flapping their meaty, nasty wings and screeching, and they start attacking you. So
these do not have a lot of meat on them. I can tell you that from experience.
They sound meaty, but it's just their wigs.
Roll initiative.
Hey, everyone, and thank you so much for listening to another episode of 8-Bit Saga. It's me, your best friend, and your Griffin McElroy, and your Dungeon Master, right? Isn't that how you're supposed to do this part of the show? Well, that's how I'm doing it today. So let's talk about the things we got to talk about. You guys know the deal. If you've been listening for a while, go check out other shows on the 8-Bit Geek Network, like 8-Bit Geek, Divas Dropkicks and Dives, and Brainberry Tarts. You can find all of those over on our website at the8bitgeek.com. You can also find all of our shows, including this one, on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, blah, 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 blah. They're all there. Anywhere you get your podcast, you're most likely going to find our shows. So make sure you go find those, go listen to them, and, if you've got the time, give us a 5-star rating over on iTunes. It really helps the show out a lot, and we cannot thank you enough for doing that. Other things to check out on our website would be our Threadless store, 8bitgeek.threadless.com, where you can go pick up some sick merch. We've got Saga shirts, 8-Bit Geek shirts, shirts for all the shows, stickers. That is one very good way to help support the show, is to buy our merch. That way you can support the show, and when people ask you about it, you can tell them about the show. And again, word of mouth is one of the best ways that we promote the show. We don't really pay for a lot of advertising. We did it once, and it was great, but we haven't really done it since. So, word of mouth. Go tell your friends, tell your family, tell everyone, everywhere, the good news of 8-Bit Saga. Another great way to support the show is to visit our Patreon at patreon.com/8bitsaga. For as little as $5 a month, you get extended episodes of the show. You also, we have the webcomic in the works. Shannon's still sort of working on it when she has the time. But you can check out like the first 30 or so pages. So you can find all that over on our Patreon. And real quick, we're going to take a moment to thank our patrons. for, you know, helping support the show. So, here we go. Thank you so much to Odin, Sean, Adriana, Snorkel, Gonoff, Lauren, Random, Zeke, Bryce, Mandatory Username, Dylan, Brent, Brittany, George, Jeff, Amber, Leonard, Mauricio, and Milo. Thank you so much, everyone, for, again, supporting the show. We super appreciate it. We couldn't do this without you, and I genuinely mean that. Also, on our website, you can find a link to the Discord, where, you know, we have a ton of chats that go over a bunch of different topics. Right now, we got a lot of people talking about Jedi Fallen Order, the new Star Wars game, which is fucking phenomenal. Talking about The Mandalorian, you know, that did the Disney Plus show that fucking rules. And as well as, you know, things like wrestling, and there's a place to share recipes and a place to share about getting fit. There's stuff for movies, TV, music, video games. Our Destiny 2 chat is always lit. People are always fucking talking in there. And yeah, it's a great community. I cannot stress enough like how awesome it is to go, you know, be a part of that. So go check that out over on our website. There's a link there. If you want to support the entire 8-Bit Geek Network, you can also find a link to the 8-Bit Geek Patreon. There you can also, for $5 a month, get the extended episodes of 8-Bit Saga, as well as 8-Bit Geek, as well as the Daily Show The Diner. For as little as $5, you get content every day, except for Saturday and Sundays, but every day of the week. It's a good deal, I think. We produce a lot of content, and we hope you guys, you know, are out there enjoying it and loving it and all that fun stuff. You can also follow us on Facebook at The 8-Bit Geek, Twitter at 8bit_saga. And if you use the 8-Bit Saga hashtag, we'll name a character after you. This episode, we have 5 named characters. One we have met so far, 4 coming later. The first one that we've met is Taco the Dude. That's at Taco the Dude. Thank you so much for tweeting about the show. Ones we got coming up, we have Sam Jacobs at Sabretooth Ewok, Gnome at Noyam. I guess N-O-Y-A-M, Noyam? I don't know how to say that. If I'm saying that right, let me know. Then we've got Grievous, or Grievous's Ghost, at Ghost Grievous. And then Grim at D&D Geologist. Y'all's characters are coming up soon. I don't want to spoil anything, so I didn't tell you what their characters' names are. But thank you guys so much, again, for tweeting about the show, sharing it, and getting the word out. Again, word of mouth, like I said earlier. It's the best way to promote the show. Also, real quick, I just want to give a shout-out to Rain for once again providing her voice for Darth Xana. I cannot stress enough how much I love having her do her voice. It just seems fitting. She was one of the very first people to tweet about the show, and it was tough because I was like, oh shit, well, Rain already exists. We just haven't introduced her yet. How do I work her in? Well, this is how. Instead of naming the character after her, I let her voice the character that shares her name. So, thank you so much, Rain. Love you a long time. Miss you. All that fun stuff. For those that don't know, Rain used to be one of the co-hosts of Brainberry Tarts and 8-Bit Legends. And she left the network a couple years ago, and I just, you know, I miss her. Another quick shout out to Graham Plowman for creating the music and the theme song of the show. Thank you so much, Graham, for your music. Every time I edit an episode, I always go check to see if he's dropped anything new. Nothing for this one. But he just makes such good shit. Like, how could we not use it? It's perfect. So I think that's everything. I'm looking at my notes. It looks like everything. So let's get back to this episode. This is a long one. This one took forever to edit. It was 3 hours and 30 minutes cut down to, what, like an hour 20 or so? Just so much. If you are a patron of the show or the network, the extended cut of this, if you're listening now on Patreon or whatever, or if you're listening elsewhere, it's 40 minutes of goofs, like 40 something minutes of just stuff that got cut because it was either so off the rails or whatever, or maybe it just didn't fit into the show. But there's so much in this one, so go check it out. Thank you for listening. Sorry this took so long. This is a big one. You know, it took a long time to edit. So let's get back to it so you guys can finish this up. And boy, have we got some surprises for you up next. So let's get back to it.
Mark, what's your initiative?
I don't want to tell you.
Okay. Well, I need to know.
It's 12.
That's not great. Zawbone.
30?
30?
Yep.
Jeez, Louise. Chub Rub.
18.
Okay, okay. Kale.
29.
Oh, also yeah. Good. Yeah, they're flapping at y'all and screeching at y'all. Sawbone, you're up.
All right. So a wild Zubat appeared, and I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye and shoot in the face, which will also put Hunter's Mark and Hunter's Target on the target.
Oh, somebody's okay. Using their bones.
And I have collateral damage, so it's going to hit the one next to it if I hit it.
Fucking A.
Which one are you aiming? I know they're all spread out. Which one are you shooting at? The one closest to you?
Closest to me, yep.
That one? That, okay. That one yeah. That is to your left?
It looks like it's right in front of the character.
It's a little to the left. It's okay. A little to the left.
That was a 27.
Yeah, that's definitely a hit.
That is 32 damage, and then collateral damage is half damage to the target closest to it. And it moves them all down the condition track.
Okay, so the first one, you fire your big-ass blaster rifle from less than 5 feet away.
Yeah.
And you just blast a hole through its torso, and you shoot the one behind it. And the first one's dead, and the second one is
not
doing good.
Yeah, that one, you pretty much shoot it almost in half, right? Because of how it went right through the middle of it. And so it's still connected by some skin and stuff.
Twisted.
But it's basically just wings and a head now.
Yeah, wings and a head, and it just flops to the floor.
Nearly
it. And it kind of jerks around a little bit on the floor. And then it's
so meaty.
No, it's not.
Not anymore.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's mostly guts. Next up is Kale.
Okay. I'm on the other side. I guess I'm just going to shoot the closest, pull up my guns.
Only God can judge me, and judges, they can judge me too. It's not your day. It's not your time. It's definitely not a good time for me. I'm brooding.
That is a nat 20 for the first shot. I'm gonna shoot the one off to the farthest right.
Yeah.
Double damage.
Double damage for the first shot, and then the second shot is going to be a...
Are you double tapping him or shooting somebody else?
He died pretty quick. What was the damage, Ed, that you did to 30? The other one? Yeah, I'm going to do like a little crossway to the other guy.
Little
crossfire, yes. Little cowboy action. It is a fat 37.
Fuck, that's a hit.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
So damage. 38 damage for that first guy.
That first one, you shoot its head clean off.
Cool. 18.
Damage?
Nothing crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not looking too hot. You blasted it in one of its wings, but it's alive. And next up is Chub Rub.
I'm going to do something that we haven't seen in a really long time. I'm going to do a force trust.
Oh, okay.
It's just a big old cone, and I can voluntarily not hit my people. So
nice.
I'm just going to try and force them all back into that little doorway there. 33.
Against... Who am I kidding? That beats any of their defense.
Yeah, so they take 2d6.
It doesn't even matter.
From the impact, so that's 5 from the impact, and then I am going to quick draw out a little grenade and use the force just like over there with my improved movable light object. 14 to everything that got pushed in a little square.
So you pushed them all and did
5.
5, mm-hmm. And then blew them all up and did 14. So the one that took collateral damage from Sawbone, it just splats and is dead. And the one that took damage from Kale is also dead. The rest of them they're broken and bleeding, but still alive.
So they went flying back into that wall back there. In the other room, they, like you said, they hit the wall. Their wings are broken. Their bodies are broken. They're still alive, but they're definitely just flapping around.
They're on the fucking ground.
On the floor, making these screeching noises. And if they don't look good, you can finish them off or you can move on. Because they are, I would say, pretty much out of the fight.
Basically.
Yeah.
I charge in and I just start blasting them.
Like, sure. Yeah, this is just, you're out of combat. It's just a coup de grace at this point. You're just blasting them.
Yeah, and you've got some pent-up rage and stuff, so yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you. And you. And you. Take this one. And one for good measure. And your mother.
How much do you shoot? Like, how much until you're satisfied? like until you get it out of you. Like, are you
get it.
Like four shots until your energy cell is empty? Like, what are you thinking? Like, what is it?
Good 15 to 20 shots. Just a just a decent amount for everybody to stop and wonder. If I'm coming along.
Yeah, everyone, they're all just watching, just like
you're just shooting into a pile of mush at the end. By the end of it,
is this because you're brooding?
This was a brood, yes.
Well, you should stop it.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! I'm cured.
I'm cured.
If I would have known that's all it took, I would have just asked you to stop it earlier.
It wasn't. I was being sarcastic. Shut the fuck up.
It's not my fault that you let Thorbin die.
Do you want to go, bitch?
Do you want to go?
You want to go? You big blue beautiful bitch.
Okay, I step in. Guys,
what?
If I need to be the voice of reason here, there's something wrong.
Well, then lead us forward.
Hug it out. Hug it out, and let's move on. We got bigger issues here to fry.
What are we frying?
Clem dogs, right?
Cleanse if we're lucky. Yeah. Yeah.
You promised me cleanse.
As if on cue.
Glims from like manna from the ceiling.
Manna from
you
heaven.
Shot him off.
Clems from the holes in the walls. Clems from the ceiling. Clems
so we move
everywhere.
Into the room.
Oh, I'm not joking. There's like clems falling on you from the ceiling and
Mark, what
running
I do
up
this?
Your legs from ugh. The walls. Yeah. They heard the commotion and then they smelled Mark and Obi.
Yeah. So you guys have entered the room. You're watching Kale shoot those bat creatures. And again, you're in another room. There's a couple of like other little pedestals. There's some other statues and stuff. And yeah, as he's done, you guys start to hear this kind of like low rumble. Not like something big coming, but you can hear stuff moving around. And you hear like the little chirpy, chittering noises of like mice, essentially. And yeah, out of the cracks and the holes and the blaster shots where he's shot through the stone, Clems start coming out of the walls. And they seem to be channeling everything towards Mark Kenobi.
Everyone grab one.
Have, like,
it's like genetic memory.
Genetic memory, yeah.
For generations. Yeah. For generations, they were hunted by Mark Kenobi.
Yeah, because he's been gone for years, but they know that smell. They know his scent. And boy, there's a lot of them, and they're coming for revenge.
Oh my god.
Grab one.
Grab quick. One.
Oh, I have a feeling we're going to be able to grab plenty.
I'm serious. If you want to live, grab one.
So they're falling from the ceiling. They're crawling from the cracks in the walls and the ground.
If you want to live, grab one.
Just one?
Do it.
Yeah, I grab one.
Use the force to yeet one to me.
Okay. So
you each grab one, and wow. There's dozens more.
Here's the key. Pull the tail out, and I'm demonstrating this. Pull the tail out, and then tip it upside down. Cover yourself in its blood.
Chubrub does it without fucking question.
Well, okay, as Mark and Obi's silly ass is doing this,
it will mask your scent.
You all take.
It's not a bad plan.
I'm not doing this.
You all take 12 damage as you are bitten and clawed by the swarm of clams.
I take another one, pull the tail out, and dump it on whoever did not do it themselves.
So now all of us are covered in clem
blood.
Clem and you've blood. All taken 12 damage.
Okay. My God.
So you can take a couple more and you continue doing it. Yeah, they kind of, like, they lose your scent. They're confused.
Told you.
What the fuck?
And as they're confused, I have the other one. I put my two fingers on its spine.
Oh.
I rip out the spine. And then, as they're just confused and talking, I told you guys. You just gotta listen to me every once in a while.
Biting into it like a fucking apple.
Chub rub without question does it.
I think I'm good on Clem dogs for a while. You don't want to see how the sausage is made. You just don't want to see how the sausage is made.
Are you gonna eat yours?
What?
5 years.
Oh, the wet stunts are so wet.
Nope, I'm good. No.
I mean, yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's run through this hallway away from these clams.
Oh, they've left.
They were confused and left.
And they went back
to douse yourself in their own blood.
Cool.
So you had their scent.
So there's 12 like dead bodies aside from the two that you guys have eaten. So I guess there's like 10 laying on the floor that you guys have, like, you know, when you try to cover yourself in blood. You
can leave them. Some leftovers.
All right. Uh-huh. Putting them in your pockets and Ziplocs and all that stuff.
Oh, not even in the Ziplocs. At this point, I'm just stuffing them into pockets.
Great.
I have like an empty grenade pouch that I've just like packed a bunch of. Like I've just grab it, it's rip teeming. Out the meat, stick it in there, grab another carcass, rip out the meat, stick it in the grenade pouch.
Continuing on.
Continuing on.
Everybody give me perception checks as you're moving into the hallway. The next hall.
29 for the Chubbs.
24.
26.
29.
Nobody sees anything. Who's going first?
I saunter in.
Well, you saunter right onto a trap.
Guys, I just did a bad thing.
How much do you weigh?
With his metal leg and...
Yeah, that metal leg just adds 100 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay, anybody got a bag of sand?
Quick, someone switch me.
So
someone switch me.
Give me an acrobatics check.
Oh, hell yeah. Boy, I go acrobatics like for days. 23.
Okay. With a 23, you step on the pressure plate, and with your cat-like reflexes, you jump backwards just as that slab of stone falls out from beneath you.
Ooh.
You look down into the pit that is revealed, and there are a number of spikes sticking up, and on those spikes are a couple of bodies where people have not been as lucky. You guys need to continue on. I guess you guys just need to hop over that, which shouldn't be an issue for any of y'all. You guys enter into the next room. In this room, there are four sarcophagi standing up against the walls. And again, in the center of the room is a large statue of another like Sith Lord of some sort. He's got two lightsabers crossed in front of him. Like,
man, there ain't shit in here. Let's move on.
I push on the middle statue.
Nothing happens. It's very heavy.
I'm going to walk through the doorway then.
Okay. So you continue on.
Give me a perception check.
Yeah. Sawbones specifically, since he's in the lead.
30.
You notice the pressure plate.
33.
Oh, shit. You good.
Yeah.
You guys move on into the next room. This room is similar to the room, the very one at the very beginning. There is another large like basin of water sitting on one end of the room, and then a large statue, again, of another like Sith Lord of some sort. Actually, this one's a statue of like two, like back-to-back.
Buddy cop style, just posing.
Yeah, they're both standing there, and they both have double-bladed lightsabers out in front of them with like their hands at their chest, like, and so one lightsaber pointed to the ground, one pointed to the sky, back-to-back. And then to the side, you see, to the left, there is another doorway with a passage down. You guys can see the steps down into a very large room. And from within, you hear a scream.
Kind of a scream.
A female scream. All right, what are you guys doing?
Well, I'm going to charge into that room to save the damsel in distress.
All right. As you guys enter this final room here in the tombs, you see a female Twi'lek being held in the air. You can see that there is this green mist surrounding her. And you can see that the vapor like extends from her body and is going to what look like four spirits.
Ghosts!
I told you!
Will you guys give me some perception checks?
32 for the Chub Rub.
25. 34.
18.
Okay. Starting with Jer. You have no idea what you're seeing.
I have never seen this before.
Yeah.
Quick, rub the ghosts all over your body so they don't...
Kale, when you look at her, she looks distorted in a way that looks like she's being pulled in different directions. Oh. Think Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban when Harry is being attacked by the Dementors and it looks like they're like pulling his almost his essence away, yeah. Right? That's kind of what it looks like. And Sawbone and Chubrub. Sawbone, I don't know why you know this. I guess you're just like super fucking perceptive. But you can tell that these spirits are draining her. As you guys are entering, one of the spirits on the other side of the room, in this whispery voice, you hear it say,
"Oh, looky here, Lord Nam, Lord Grievous, Darth Saber, more of her friends to consume."
And then another one responds and says,
"I see that, Lord Grim. And looky here, two Force users. How delicious."
Roll initiative, bitches.
Whoa!
All right, will you guys put these four cloaked figures in the four corners where those sarcophagi are? They're standing in front of them. She is suspended in the air, so we can move her off the board a little bit because she is above you guys. And these four spirits are also kind of like up in the air where their feet would be or about chest level to you guys. And also position yourselves as you've run in and kind of gone in the room.
Real quick, give me y'all's initiative checks.
23.
22.
33.
It was 14.
First up is Sawbone.
All right, well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to shoot a ghost, but, like, we'll see.
I'm going to take aim and use Deadeye. Shoot the one in the corner right.
Do it.
All right, there. The back corner, the back yeah. right corner.
Who is that in the corner there?
That's Lord Grievous.
24.
Yeah, it goes right through him.
But right behind him is his sarcophagus.
That is enough to hit. Since an inanimate object,
okay.
you only need a 15 to hit. So
I should
roll some damage.
It's 27 damage.
That's a good amount.
As your bolt passes through him, he's unfazed. But the second it does damage to the sarcophagus, you see him kind of wince a little bit. And you see the stream going from her, that like mist and stuff that's flowing back to him. You kind of see it interrupted for a second before it picks back up.
Next up is Darth Saber. Which one is that?
Darth Saber is going to be the one directly across from him to the back left corner.
Okay. So he's going to go for one of the Force users. Yeah, Mark Anobi. You feel something creeping in your mind. Mm. You start to see visions of just crazy shit. Doug, do you want to give him some descriptions of the madness that's creeping into his mind?
You start to see everything that you love, whether it be the crew or your food trucks or ants or Thorbin or whatever it is that you still love. You start to see, I think, like Indiana Jones, when the Nazis start to melt away, you kind of see this like grotesque vision of them like melting away. Or if it is like your food trucks or whatever, I think Terminator 2, I think it is, when the bomb goes off and LA is like wiped out like that, but slow, like just this slow like disintegration of your food trucks into fire and flame.
Yep, pretty much. Next up is Darth Gnome.
All right, that's going to be the front, right?
So, yeah, that one extends its incorporeal hand towards Chubrub, and arcing from its misty fingertips is a blue spout of lightning.
Oh, shit.
21.
Negate energy.
Okay.
37.
Oh, all right.
Force point to move object, his crypt.
Oh, shit.
26.
So, yeah, you can move it.
And whip it into the other one.
Fuck.
33 to both of them.
Okay, that's pretty good. So, just know, everybody, that the sarcophagus is sarcophagi are together. Next up is Kale.
I just saw some crazy messed up shit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to process a lot of it, I guess. So, I'm looking around like,
Why is everyone throwing the dead guy trucks across the room? Solidarity. And I guess I'll shoot at it. I guess I'll shoot.
No answer.
Gee, yeah. If you were there for the Force Ghost last time, you would probably have known this, wouldn't you?
You would have heard that bird.
I guess I'm just going to go ahead and shoot the ones that are grouped up into the corner there.
Okay.
So 36.
Yeah.
28.
It's also a hit.
All right. 22 damage for the first one.
Okay.
24 damage for the next one.
Fuck, yeah. Damn. Yeah, that was a good round. Next up is Chub Nasty.
Do force kill all.
Yeah, so I'm going to
pseudo
grab this coffin kill. And throw it into the corner in the
into
pile.
The pile.
Into the pile, yeah.
All right.
32.
Yeah, that's
That'll do it.
That'll do it. So he's throwing Grievous into Saber and Gnome.
Yeah, 24 to the
24 hit. Damage.
Yeah.
We'll just say it does it to all of them because they're just in a big pile now.
I'm going to quick draw out a thermal detonator and just whip it in the corner on all three of them. Yep.
When you threw that sarcophagus into the one that Kale D-Bag had shot, it shatters through the sarcophagus and damages the one behind it as nice. Well.
36 damage in that explosion in the corner.
Oh, and then you hucked the grenade.
Yeah, then I hucked a thermal detonator over there.
Okay.
When the explosion goes off, Lord Gnome vanishes. And with that, you see the Twi'lek like drop like 2 feet. They're still holding her. It's still pulling from her. But with the force of that one gone, she's gotten a little bit lower.
So that explosion We'll say also cause some chunks of the wall to fall.
Y'all have grenades too. Y'all can just huck them in that corner.
Darth Grimm, who has yet to go, will use the force and grab a piece of rubble and hurl it at Sawbone. What's your reflex? 35? He rolled a 34. Son of a bitch.
When you went to throw that, I just went, nope.
Yeah, and it just smashes into the wall in front of you. Next up is Darth Grievous. I guess his ghost is still in the corner, even though his sarcophagus
yeah, they're not, is like, gone. They're not like attached to it. They just yeah. happen to come out of those when she was there. So.
Kale D-Bag.
Yeah, yeah, hey.
You feel yourself being lifted off the ground as you are caught in a force grip. So you take 16 points of damage.
What? Hey, why?
All right, last but not least, Mark and Obi.
I take a thermal detonator.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I roll it across the room to the corner.
All right, give me a ranged attack roll.
Do it.
26.
Yeah, definitely. Roll a bunch of D6s for damage.
34.
Oh, my God.
To both.
So, yeah, you just blow that corner up and basically vaporize the remaining two sarcophagi in that corner. They scream, and then the screams are cut short by them disappearing.
Do the images in my mind fade?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not even fade, just gone.
Gone.
Snap.
Instantly gone.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, you guys are here.
And is Kale Baby let down?
Yeah, you drop to the floor.
You see her also once again drop like another like 4 feet as both of them are blown up.
Yeah, we're back up to the top with Sawbone.
Is the one in the corner left?
Yeah, that's the last one.
Cool, I'm going to turn around and take aim and use it and shoot that sarcophagus.
Okay. The final one is Lord Grimm.
Yeah, in the front right of this room. Yeah,
go 26.
Yeah, that's the hit.
24.
That is a good chunk. The first damage his sarcophagus has taken. Next up is Kale.
Yeah, I'm gonna just shoot straight through everybody's head. 23 for the first shot.
It's a hit. You gotta hit 15.
Yeah, that one also hits.
Okay, that's roll it up. Damage.
20 for the first damage.
Okay.
16 for the other damage.
Oh, nice. That was a couple really good hits. So same shit. He flickered and screamed, chub rub.
It's in the ground, right?
Like I'm standing. Picturing kind of like, yeah, like standing up in the corner, all creepy looking.
I'm just going to try and grip the coffin and just try and crush the shit out of it. Yeah.
Okay.
39.
To grip?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a successful grip.
39.
Yeah, you absolutely obliterate that sarcophagus. You just grip it and just crush it to dust.
As it crushes, that spirit dissolves, screaming in pain and agony and general pissed offness, and the Twi'lek falls to the floor the rest of the way. If anyone wants to try and catch her, they can catch her.
Oh my God, can we go? Can we both try and we both yeah. die for
yeah.
her? At the same
yeah, we've.
Yes. I got it.
I got it.
I got it.
Yeah, both of y'all roll acrobatics.
19.
21.
So you guys both dive, and it's like you go in for like a hug. Like your arms right around each other.
Wrap around each other.
And the camera slows, and Matrix spin around our bunked faces.
No. Yeah.
And as you bounce off of each other, she falls right into both of your arms. Is there still out? And now you're holding her.
My teeth.
Sup?
You might be bleeding from your teeth, but you're not sure because of all the blood already on you. So she falls into your arms, and she looks pretty worse for wear. She's not looking great. A little drained.
Yeah. Is she dead? Can I eat her?
No.
What?
Smack her in the face.
I mean, I'm not going to do that. You can do that.
Wake up. Hello?
Am I awake at this point?
Yeah, you were never, like, knocked out. Okay. You were just, like, a little woozy.
You can put me down now. You can put me down.
It's just three of us, and we're just holding her awkwardly.
Hello. Parted my teeth.
Are we doing a group hug thing?
Yeah, come on in.
Yeah, everybody, group hug.
That's not my blood, is it?
It's no. not my blood either.
We're playing this game called Whose Blood Is It?
Whose blood is it?
Anyways.
You're losing.
Now that we are in a giant group hug covering you in all of the blood and nasty that is on us.
Hey, how did you get down here?
You guys.
What?
Yeah, she was up there. Now she's down here.
I meant like...
Follow along, Saba.
I meant like...
At least I'm assuming you're not the enemy.
No, we stopped some ghost boys.
How did you get all the way down in this tomb?
I was with a group of people here to look for Sith artifacts. And then I was taken by these Sith spirits.
What happened to the people that you were with?
I don't know. I blacked out once the spirits got me. I have no idea. Those fuckers left me.
What you trying to do here? Like,
I was looking for Sith artifacts.
No, I mean, like, what's your plan here? Like,
what's your plan?
We just saved
here?
You. We just saved you.
I don't
you.
Know you people. Why am I going to tell you everything?
What do you mean
I
by
know?
You people? Are you calling me out because I got blue skin or something? Like,
and blood all over
your
body.
Why do you always make it a race thing?
Every time.
What is up with the Chiss Inquisition?
Sorry. Usually you don't see it because I have a helmet. But
are we still in a group hug?
Like, yeah.
I didn't hug anyone, okay? We're not covered in, like, real blood. It's just Clem blood.
Well, that's still real.
Yes.
Man, I appreciate you guys getting me down, but what are y'all doing here?
You know, there's a Will guy who said that he saw some people go into the tomb. We followed, and then here you are.
Hey, you know an old coot named Dromedus?
Don't even get me started on Dromedus.
He your bestie?
Dromedus was my master who left me here to die.
Oh, man, he's a real piece of shit, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, I'm saying.
The hell are you talking about, master? He was my master.
Dromedus has several followers.
Never told me.
Train him and trash him.
He
That's
was
no good.
Cheating on What's me this name? Whole time. Makanobi!
Oh.
Hi.
Oh.
What's yours?
My name is Ryla.
Oh.
Ryla Urson.
So you got, like, force powers, too? How long you been training? Where you been at? What's the planet you were from? When did you meet him? How did you meet him?
You know, from what I know about you, you're on a need-to-know basis, so I'm going to take this slow.
How about we get the hell out of this temple and then curl up with a nice cup of cocoa and talk it all out?
Can we shower first?
Oh, yeah. I'm the broody one.
Don't mind him.
I've noticed.
Temple, where are we?
Mark's the smart one.
I'm the brains of this operation.
No, but for real, if you fuck us over, I'm going to eat you.
He's fine.
I've never seen one of you before.
I give her the cute smile.
Oh!
And then I just, like, reach into my Clem pouch and just, like, suck down some entrails.
And I just have a disgusted look on my face.
I toss one to Mark and Obi.
Right.
So how do you know Dominus?
Let's have this conversation back on the ship and out of this temple.
Yeah, I could take you guys a little more seriously without all the blood in the face.
Fair enough.
Let's go get our new cook friend.
You guys haven't noticed, but I've snuck over into one of the corners where the sarcophagus has been broken open. And I go, look, guys, it's me, Darth Pelvis. And I've got the bone, and I'm pretending like it's...
I'm going to drain you. All right, let's go. I'm bored.
Did he get hit with some debris?
Nah, it's just his normal state of being.
So you guys make your way back through the tomb.
We overheard something before we went in. And that was that you were not pure.
Pure in what sense? Because in this Sith temple, I was not seen as pure because I believe in the balance of the Force. Good and evil for my benefit.
High five.
But they didn't like that because they saw the good coming through.
You got a lightsaber?
Well, of course I have a lightsaber.
When we get back up here, can you see it? You want to see mine?
No.
Yeah, so I assume we make it through without having to fight Clems or Force Ghosts.
Nope.
No Clems, no Force Ghosts.
No, yeah, it's pretty uneventful except for the conversation happening. You guys come back up to the surface and...
Hey, Prospector! Prospector!
He, like, sticks his head out of his shitty ship that's been destroyed.
Hey, you still around?
Yeah.
Hey, we're leaving.
My name's Taco.
Oh, that's right.
I feel like this is really easy to remember.
Do you want to go with us?
Yes, I already said yes. Are we leaving?
Yeah, we found what we came here for, I think.
Quick question, though.
Uh-huh.
Ruby?
Close enough.
So we got a couple places to go, Ruby. There was Tatooine, Tartulia, Targaryens. Do you know where Dwamidus went?
I don't.
You don't know his master plan?
No, as soon as we walked in and I was being rejected, he pretty much kept everything from me.
Remember when we thought he was a good dude?
I'm pretty sure he used my toothbrush.
We even let him on the big ship.
He was my master.
R.I.P.
Taco!
What? What's going on?
Let's get on the ship and get the fuck out of here.
You know, where are y'all going?
Oh, yeah, you want to go with us?
Do you need another?
Bye, lady.
Okay, look.
We don't really need you.
I'm at a point. I'm abandoning Dramatis. I am going to seek my revenge. Are y'all on the same side, or are you with Dramatis?
No, I need to know now. Listen, Dramatis is... We're going to kill him.
I raise my robot arm.
Then I'm coming with
him. Yeah, I lift up my leg and go, it's metal because of him.
Dramatis did that?
Yes.
This face thing? Yeah.
I point out when my back, where there's some slight pain, but you can't see because it's still just covered in Clem blood.
And fur.
And fur. And fur. Yeah. It's real red under the fur, I promise.
Wait a minute. Are you guys taking her, too?
Yeah.
You have a problem with that?
Well, you're with that crew that slaughtered all my friends.
That's why I'm leaving that crew.
Wait, did you slaughter all those people, too?
No.
Well, yeah, we're taking her, but, I mean, if you don't want to come with us, you can stay here and rot, you stupid bitch.
Damn! Oh.
So much shade in this episode.
Damn! Anywho, so, no, I'll take that ride. It's fine. Let's get out of here.
So you're going to be the new chef, right? We need pancakes on the hustle.
I mean, I'll do my best. Listen, I ain't much of a chef. If I could be a chef, I'd be working a croissant or something, you know, fixing up people's food and shit, but no.
How hard is it to make a sandwich and a cup of coffee? Yeah, goddamn.
I mean, I could probably make like a PB&J sandwich.
That's good enough.
I think we're going to head to Mandalore.
Cool.
Get your armor fixed.
I can catch a ride.
Well, welcome to the crew.
Yeah, thanks. I don't even know all y'all's names.
Oh, Ma Kenobi.
Okay, well, I knew that one. Thank you. Next.
I'm Sabon. I'm the pilot of the ship and
co-pilot.
Pretty much the guy that runs the show here, because these guys.
Oh.
Who put that?
Yeah,
in? Who said that?
I did.
Okay, well.
Wow, are you going to make us vote in front of our new friend?
I didn't see anyone give you a top hat.
For real? I have not given you one yet. With that attitude.
I don't know if I'd wear a top hat on top of my
Excuse me, we
helmet.
Are a team. We make decisions together.
Oh, well.
If you're leader, you wear the top hat of power.
Mm-hmm. Also, we saw what you did down there.
Yeah.
Not very leader-esque.
What?
You were the last in.
I was right behind you. I let you go first because you never
you
go first.
You didn't even get it on the group hug. What kind of team building is that?
What kind of leader is that?
I can just picture Ryla and Taco during this just looking at each other. Both thinking, what the fuck did we go through?
This is new to me. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, if I'm going, you're going.
All right.
My name's Chubra. How you doing?
Oh, okay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm covered in blood. I need to take a shower.
Yeah.
You'll excuse me. Also, stay out of the engine room. That's mine. I peed in all the corners already.
Oh, yeah. That's said.
I'm Darth D-Bag. Sorry, I'm trying something new. Whatever. Kill D-Bag. Very nice to meet you. Glad you're not dead.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah. I'm starting to smell a little ripe. Can we go?
So you guys get on the 10th Sparrow. You power up dim engines.
As we get ready to take off, I say, hey, Ryla, Ruby?
Ryla.
Ruby, Ryla. Hey, Ryla, we do make everyone watch Space Transformers 1 through 7, though.
Oh, fucking kill me now.
Okay, you don't have to watch 6. He's not in that one.
Well, 6 was my favorite one.
Oh, well.
Fine, I'll watch them. I will watch them.
The engine's fired up. You take off of Corriban, leaving that dusty desert planet behind. And you guys plot a course to Mandalore. Thankfully, it is not too far away. So you're going to have a 2-day flight to get there. Before we end, is there anything you guys want to do on this 2-day flight? Just that way we don't have to worry about it in the next session.
I'm going to be watching Space Transformers.
Okay. Yeah, you're in like the living quarters, just bundled up with a blanket and cocoa and watching it.
I'm sitting right next to her.
Uh-huh. How close?
Giving, huh?
How close?
Oh, no.
Okay.
There's respect.
Well, sure, there's respect, but there's also excitable
right.
Mark Kenobi who's excited to be with
there's
someone watching.
There's a popcorn bowl between you.
There's a popcorn bowl between
okay,
us.
Perfect.
But I'm like...
bouncing.
And I'm just giving her the running commentary.
You're running commentary. Watching her watch the movies, not watching them
and
yourself.
You can envision me
pausing
not-
every 5 minutes to talk about something unique about this scene that didn't make the actual reel.
And during the big scenes where I have my hands on my chin and I'm just looking at her to see her reaction. Do you want me to go? You want me to go?
Is that a trick question?
I can go. You want me to go?
I mean, you can stay if you'll stop giving commentary through the whole...
Fair enough.
Let me watch the movie.
Okay. And I just go back to staring at her.
Slowly put my hand up in front of my face.
All right. Okay. Anybody else want to do anything?
Yeah, on the other side of her face. You enjoying the movie?
I put my blinders on.
What I like about this scene is it's an allegory for the whole Imperial Death Squad thing.
Mm-hmm. He's white.
I'm green.
Whenever you do the little blinders to try and block them out of your vision, you see two little pairs of ears pop up from behind the potted plant in the corner. You just see a little fucking furry face mean mug you for a second and then just slowly dip back in.
Taco is, he's cooked breakfast a couple of times, but you know, it's kind of good. It's just okay.
2 days,
it's
so just not good. Literally a couple of times.
A couple times.
It's breakfast, just, Taco, breakfast.
I don't know what you want. You want me to make you a breakfast taco? Like, what do you want?
I want breakfast taco.
A breakfast taco?
I don't understand what's so confusing. I want breakfast. It's taco I'm talking to, and I want breakfast. Taco?
So, comma?
Yeah, come on. Everybody come on.
Yeah. So he, like, makes some bacon, but some pieces are burnt and some pieces are undercooked, which Jabra probably doesn't give a shit. His eggs are a little runny, but maybe you like runny eggs. I mean, I don't fucking know. Yeah. So it's just, you know, Pian had it like down for everybody. He knew what everyone liked. So it's just, it's not the same.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys don't need me, I mean, that's fine. You can drop me off of Mandalore. I'll hitch a ride. I mean, I may just go back to scavenging if that's okay.
Hey, I really wanted to pass the time. So I built you this list of hidden things all over the ship. It's a scavenger hunt.
Oh boy!
Oodoggle. What is it?
Oodoggle.
Oodoggy.
Boondangles. Yeah, let's go.
Any hoozles.
There it is.
So Taco goes off and begins his scavenger hunt arranged by Kale, and you guys make your way towards Mandalore.
To be continued next time on 8-Bit Saga presents Shadow of the Old Republic.